next to God.
Of Ohio and of Indiana.
Dizzy's the name.
We Americans don't go in much for that black magic stuff. We're a pretty solid and sensible people in this country, and we none of us make any miracles to speak of. After all, about that, folks, am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah. I thought so. Yeah, I thought as much.
You are all wrong. Charles Smith, businessman. George Washington, farmer. Charles Smith, businessman.
That's a matter of rights, the right of free speech. The right to meet freely. The right to have your own religion and worship any way you...
Walt Whitman, poet.
Liberty is to be subserved, whatever occurs. And when liberty goes out of a place, it is not the first to go, nor the second and third to go. It waits for all the rest to go. It is the last.
Ziffel Production Incorporated presents another dramatization in its Chicanos History series. Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Pep Boys Auto Supply Shop. The Latin America republics have struggled for independence ever since their declaration of freedom from Spanish rule. They have been threatened by Spain, Austria, France, and Russia in the early 19th century. Their threats were military and were weathered. However, in the early 20th century, a new oppressor came on the scene, the United States. Its threat was not military, though. It was economic. The huge wealth of the United States controlled the poorer Latin American countries. The Latin American people rebelled, of course, in the same way they did as the days of Simon Bolivar. Guerrilla warfare. This is the story of one of those who fought for independence for his country. The story of José Sanchez.
Yes, for 3 years we fought the Americans with bolos, clubs, ancient guns, bows and arrows. Even the children helped. As the son of a guerrilla father 40 years ago, I learned the way of this kind of warfare.
Mangoes, mangoes, sweet juicy mangoes, mangoes, mangoes.
How much are the mangoes, senor?
Yeah, who are you?
José de la Cruz, son of Manuel.
Yeah, all right, listen carefully. Mangoes are 50 centavos. 50 centavos, can you remember that?
I never forget a message. I'll repeat it all the way home. Mangoes are 50 centavos. 50 centavos. 50 centavos. Mangoes are 50 centavos, father.
50 centavos.
Manuel, you are going out again tonight?
They will count on me for 50 men at the mango swamp.
Manuel, it is so dangerous for you to go.
Guerrilla warfare was always dangerous, Carmelita.
But now, Manuel, you know what happened to Ramon when the Americans captured him.
I remember only that Ramon had signed a pledge with his blood never to talk, and that he did not talk. There's too much talk now, José.
Yes, father.
Go quickly and repeat the message to Pedro and Sebastian and Juan.
Manuel, listen.
Yes, I heard. José is giving a warning signal.
Someone is coming.
Yes, they are coming.
What are you going to do?
My bolo is dull. I will sharpen it.
I see them now, Manuel. Three of them. Americanos. Here they come.
Tune in again next week for the conclusion of José. This has been a Ziffel production. José was played by Bruce Haynes. The vendor was played by Dave Conover. Carmelita was played by Kim Eubanks. Manuel was played by Rob Farr. Sound was handled by Charles Hume. The engineer was Dave Weaver. José was directed by Ed Dreistadt. And I'm the announcer, Dan Mary. Ziffel Studios are located in Anaheim, California. And reactions to this program...
Is this a way to introduce the Oracle accustomed to the big leak witchcraft of the ancient Greeks? Speak up, I ask you. Is this a hocus-pocus to be proud of?
Good evening and welcome to the Westminster Radio Theater. Tonight's presentation is The Oracle of Philadelphia. To start things off, let's go to our reporter located in the city of Philadelphia for an interview with the famed Oracle.
I am speaking to you from under somewhat supernatural conditions from the Oracle of Philadelphia in the state of Pennsylvania. Here a large audience is already gathered, but I can't see many faces because of the vapors. We are awaiting the appearance of the Oracle of Philadelphia, who, as you may have heard, answers questions of all kinds from all comers. Her omniscience is said to result from an attunement to ultra-long wave vibrations of the cosmos itself, as transmitted through the focal star Zubin Ishmaelali from the constellation Libra. The vapors are clearing now, and at any moment we should see and hear the Oracle. According to unusually reliable sources, the routine will be a clap of thunder, followed by a fresh to moderate northwest wind, and the striking of celestial gongs, after which the Oracle rises from below. Now, since this is the first broadcast ever to be produced, we'll have to see the...
Is this a radio production man's idea of magic? Thunder under some young sound effect man's thumb? An ill wind blowing through the orchestra, and fiddles making fumadiddles? Is this a way to introduce an oracle accustomed to the big league witchcraft of the ancient Greeks? Speak up, I ask you, is this a hocus-pocus to be proud of? There have been many miracles to speak of made in America. I call on ghosts and substances to contradict you. Mark wonders now. Here is a man of Massachusetts.
Well, I guess I done a miracle all right, from all accounts. I'm the Lexington farmer who fired a shot heard round the world. That was afore the days of the shortwave radio. I have you to understand, 1776.
Here, out of this very Pennsylvanium.
I'm a former resident of Philadelphia, among other places. My name is Franklin. I was a printer, inventor, and philosopher, but my chief renown was that of a statesman. In my own soul, I was satisfied that I was perhaps a worthy citizen, but I never thought of myself as miraculous. Today, however, when I observe how statesmanship is practiced in the world, I'm inclined to acknowledge that I must have been a wonder.
Of Ohio and of Indiana.
Name's Chapman. People call me Johnny Appleseed. Next to God, I think I was responsible for more apple trees than anybody in the world.
Of the wonder of a night in Illinois.
Not long before Abe and I were to be married, I fell sick and died of the fever. And they put me in a lonely grave in the burying ground 7 miles away. And on a black night of wind and rain, he came to me and threw himself on the ground and beat his fist and cried my name. I tried to tell him to be brave and go on without me and to believe in himself, because one day he would be great with the greatness of America. I didn't think he could hear me because there was dust in my throat. Outside the wind was tumbling, but he heard me.
Of other voices heard.
I'm Alexander Graham Bell, and I may have been through a list of everyone.
Cut!
Of other voices heard. Of other voices heard.
I'm Alexander Graham Bell. I'm a ventriloquist of every one of you. And now you can throw your voice so that it comes out of little objects anywhere you like, even 3/4 of a world away. Goodbye.
And voices kept.
I am Alexander Graham Bell. I'm a ventriloquist out of every...
And voices kept.
I gave your voice equivalence with the angels. I gave your voice equivalence with the angels. Anything you say can be immortal if you say it into my machine. My name's Edison.
Of monstrous miracles, of legendary address unknown.
Wait a minute now, what's all this talk of miracles? I'm Paul Bunyan. I'm terrific. I'm the biggest man in America. I'm so big I have to holler 7 times before I can hear my echo. I pick my teeth with a redwood tree and eat whales for an hors d'oeuvre. When I play pool, I use the moon for an eight ball. I've got such a sense of humor, I start laughing while a joke is still 10 miles away. I'm not just a miracle, I'm six miracles. In case you think I'm...
Go. This song is going out to Larry, who recently has been having some kind of... ideas of exchanging some types of vows. Larry, if we've told you once, we've told you 1,000 times. It's the worst that could happen.
For my guy after midnight, with love from Marty.
This is going out to Mike from Mort, with all my love, and it's I Need You by America.
God, I understand what you're doing. Okay, Wolfman, when I say go, go, go! I want to hear Ollie by the Guess Who, you understand? Guess Who, one of my favorite groups. I want to hear Ollie. Let me hear that rock and roll.
Okay, Wolfman, we're going to do the number 2, you okay?
All right, thank you, guys. Right.
Hey, anytime, my man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
2-3, 1-2-3. What kind of person calls up the Shack Show? Well, there's...
Rock and roll! KPS, you understand, it's your station of communication! Ah!
And then again, there's...
I'd like to dedicate Fairy's Weird Boots to the barn.
Not to mention...
This is to Michael, with love from Mort, and thank you for a very, very beautiful day, and I love you a whole bunch. Okay?
This Tuesday night from 11:30 p.m. till 2 a.m., it's the Shack Show. Shack says polish your dimes and give him a call at 946-2838. Don't miss out.
To dedicate Who Stole the Kishka to the amazing Buttro.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
And turn around, look at me. To the
Jeffers. Say that again, please.
Okay,
when I say go, okay. Go ahead again. Go.
And turn around, look at me, to the Jeffers Streakers from 2nd South Shaw.
Okay, thank you very much.
Can someone else? I'd like to express my appreciation at being voted one of the 5 most probable female candidates at Westminster College to streak. And to all my fellow streakers, I'd simply like to urge that they get naked.
Okay. We yelled for...
Hey, come on down here, you know, we're naked, you know.
We're like, up in Fergie.
Yeah, you just did a thing, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
It was really, really disappointing, you know.
That's disgusting.
So, I'd just like to, if you can put that on the air, you know, I would really like to see some more female enthusiasm.
It would be terrific if we could, but in about 10 seconds he's going to punch sign off cart.
Stick something in.
What?
Stick something.
Sorry about that. I tell you what.
What?
Friday night, why don't you call up Fife Show, okay? You can talk on the air. You can give your views on streaking then. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'd be glad to play it, you know, but we got to sign off at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, so call Fife up Friday night.
Well, thanks for the attention we got from you guys. We really appreciate that in our cause.
Thanks for the entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye.
Good night.
Boy.
yes, echo, far out. Okay, we're sight.
Listening to WKPS-FM in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. Hey, if you'd like to get your request on the air, just give us a call here at 946-2838. You say it and we're going to play it, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, that's really neat.
Yeah.
How about that?
There's these little gremlins crawling out of my earphone. Can you hear them, folks?
Yeah.
How about that? Okay, our next song is going out to Diane from Sylvester. It's We Have No Secrets, Carly Simon. 946-2838. Give us a call, huh?
We have no secrets.
No Secrets by Carly Simon. If you'd like to make a request, don't forget now the number.
Speaking.
Hey, Conscience, I understand there's a record in there we need.
No, there is not. The Almighty Conscience speaks from the house of Mickey's.
We have a little game going down here, folks. It's called Rag the DJ while he's on the air. Anyway, our next song's The Joker.
You have been bothering Mickey's.
Easy, Chris. Our next song is called The Joker, and it's going out from Grace.
You'll be sorry.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time.
It was The Joker by the, we're not done yet, eh?
No.
Okay, that was The Joker by the Steve Miller Band there.
Ed Drystad,
yes?
It has been reported to the high command of Mickey's that one Mickey's hat has been ripped off.
That's right, folks. We are now holding my conscience's hat hostage right here in our production studio. My dear conscience is currently in our main studio with the door locked. Nice. Anyway, let's see. We have another request coming up here. All I have to do is dream it's going out to Dan. Heck of a lot about the dance marathon that's been going on here, and you know, my conscience is really bothering about that, aren't you, conscience?
You caught your conscience off guard there.
Tell me, sir, what about the dance marathon you've been hounding me about, huh?
Hounding? Me hounding? I've only been hounding because I've lost my hat. I can't think without my hat.
Oh, really?
Well, I can't think, period.
Hey,
yeah, I know about that.
I put the thing on, and this bottle of Coke I got here turned into a bottle of Muscatel. How about that?
Hey, how about that? Hey, talking about the marathon, since you did bring up the subject so astutely, we are having a dance marathon, as if you didn't know by now.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Tell me about it.
Well, okay, I'll tell you about that. It's going to be held at the Tub Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to start Friday night at 7:30, and it's going to end at 2 o'clock in the a.m. on Sunday morning. And the way to enter is call 946-8553, and we'll get you registered down here. The first 50 couples to register will receive a free 1974 Dance Marathon t-shirt. And whenever you call down here, we'll explain all the rules of the marathon, and we'll get you straightened out with that, yes.
Okay.
So how about that?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
Do I get my hat back?
What say, sir?
Do I get my hat back?
Of course not.
No, I get it.
You never get it. Anyway, I have a song
here. I won't say a thing.
I'm going to continue with my show if you don't mind, sir.
That's okay. Well, I'm not doing my show this weekend anyway. There's a marathon in the way.
Hey. Anyhow, going out to PJ from Shorts, here's the theme from Love Story.
I'll see you, Ed.
Take her easy.
I'd like to bring it in.
Yeah, don't forget that marathon there, okay?
Yeah, Ed.
Okay, conscience.
Most people don't know about their consciences, you know?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell me about them.
Well, did you know that your conscience...
Yes,
how about that?
Hey, conscience, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did you know
hey,
that your...
conscience.
Yes.
We're holding Marty a captive in their control room here.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Well, hey.
Climb down, Marty.
Hello. Conscience.
I gotta run right now.
You're sitting there mumbling.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind folks that this is a request show, believe it or not.
How about
and,
that?
And if they'd like to make a request, the number down here is 946-2838. You say it, and we'll play it on the air. And as a matter of fact, if you're really fired up, we'll even make it a live request. We'll tape record your voice and play it before the record that we're going to play for you. How's that sound? Pretty good, huh?
Hey, that sounds pretty good. And
hey,
you know what?
Can I say?
Your conscience is supplied on half of a 5-inch roll of tape, and it's just about to run out.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to continue with the show if that's okay with you. Right now we have Loving You is the Right Thing to Do. It's by Carly Simon, and it's going out